Broadcasting live from Studio E down here in Central Florida, I am your host, Steve Elkins, and this is Off the Beaten Path. Today's date is May 28th, 2023. It's been a full week of news and sound bites and news that is being passed off as real news, much of which I would call the fake news. The time to be vocal is now. Silence is implied consent. Please visit the RBN website for great resource articles for provocative insight and share what you have learned. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. My email address is offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. Pretty simple. Name of the show. Our call number is 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. This is the Memorial Day weekend, and we will close out the show in tribute to those veterans who sacrificed and gave their lives for this country. I will continue to do that, continue to honor our veterans, and as we should. As a matter of fact, I will do no commerce. I will buy nothing on Memorial Day, Monday. So it's a day to stay home, and I'll do stuff around the house, but I will not go out and buy or purchase on this day. I wish they would think this through and say, you know what, no stores are really open. We'll close everything we pretty much can. Of course, the only thing that will stay open are hospitals, maybe pharmacies. But other than that, do we really need to be spending money on Memorial Day? Do we really need to be doing that? Is that what the holiday is for? Buying a car, buying a mattress? Is that really what this holiday is about? Is it, you know, family? It's recognize the sacrifices of others that serve this country. I mean, that's the only way I'll ever see this. And that's the way we should all probably see them. By the way, on the RBN website, I think Sam's put it up there by now. I sent it to him about 15, 20 minutes ago. I did a broadcast with Andrew Carrington Hitchcock on the 24th. It was released on the Friday. And so I got a copy of it, the link, and I sent it over to RBN. The title of this show, this one-hour show, is called A Summer Like No Other. A Summer Like No Other, Chaos and Violence. Yes, Steve looked into his crystal ball. This is my Nostradamus moment of what I think the summer's going to bring us. You may want to check that out again at the RBN website, republicbroadcasting.org. I have a special guest on Monday's show, the National Intel Report. It's hour number two. Author, patriot, activist, frequent guest on my show, on this network. Somebody I admire quite a bit for her work. Orlene Kurla. Orlene Kurla will join us in the second hour on tomorrow's National Intel Report. Of course, Ron McDonald will also be there, and it's nice because they're both Californians, and Ron can chime in on what's going wrong in California. I'm not sure what's going right lately. I don't see a whole lot of right going on, but definitely keep us in tune what's going on in California. It's been hot down here in Central Florida. Hot. And in the last couple of days, actually been pretty nice, very comfortable weather. I've been enjoying it. I know it's not going to last. My garden's doing great. Those of you, I hope you have started a garden. You should have by now. Frost awareness alert is over. You should have a garden in the ground now. You should actually have some pretty good growth already on your gardens, hopefully. What's the old saying in the Midwest? Knee-high by the 4th of July for your corn. Something like that. So I hope you got a good start in your gardens. My garden's looking great. Doing a little barter system here with the next door neighbor. I like the barter system. You've got eggs. I want eggs. I got vegetables. You want vegetables. Hey, this isn't rocket science. Let's do a trade. Let's do a little barter. Okay. I like it. I wish more people would be doing this. And I think maybe in the future, that's the direction we will be going. The barter. What do you have? Well, what do you have? Well, let's find an agreement here. Let's do some barter and trade here. That sounds good. Yeah. So it's getting hot. On the day I decided it was really, really hot, I thought, you know what? It's time for the summer cut, the summer haircut. And if you saw me right now, you'd say, oh, geez, Steve, you started chemo already, right? Your hair is falling out. You know, your hair is short. Is that the chemo haircut or is your hair just falling out? No, I haven't started the chemo yet. Chemo starts on June 7th. IV and PO pill form. Fingers are crossed. Wish me luck. I have no idea of how I will tolerate this. 3 months. I'm going to be watching that calendar, checking it off. Geez, getting closer and closer to the finish line here. And that's what I have to look forward to. So other than this show, I'm not going to get to go back to work for a while. I don't want to, they say I won't be immunocompromised. I don't have to walk around with the mask and stuff like that. But on the safe side, I'll be doing a lot of other stuff on the side here to kind of help my immune system, boost up my immune system, and let it wash out in time. And we'll see where we go with this. But got a lot of life left in me. Trust me on this one here. So I get the haircut. And what I realized, I actually go to a stylist. A man goes to get a haircut. I don't know any men who walk in there and said, I'd like you to style my hair. You know, like pointing over to a magazine there. The magazines they have are a joke at the place you get your hair cut there. There's nothing masculine. There's no masculine magazines there. I don't know why. There's no Sports Illustrated. There's nothing for a man there. You've got styling magazines, and I guess you can point over to this styling magazine here, and, of course, the cover is one of these boy bands. You know, I'd like to have this boy band haircut right here, this guy here. I want his haircut. Now, I go in and get a haircut and just cut it, make it even, you know, it all look good, presentable. I am not into the stylist thing. But I did realize that sitting in the chair there that stylists and barbers, they're quite the opposite, aren't they? They're quite the opposite. The stylist will talk, won't shut up. And the bartender listens. That's all he does. He pretty much listens. He just listens to what you've got to say. And so I'm in this situation here. This woman wants to talk. I really don't want to talk. I've come in to get a haircut, and I tried the old tactic of sitting down, closing my eyes like I'm on the airplane next to that obnoxious, annoying person that wants to talk the entire flight. And I thought maybe it might work also in this scenario here. So I closed my eyes, thinking, okay, that's sending a message. I just want my haircut. I don't want to talk. Guess what? It doesn't work on the stylist. It doesn't work. I don't know. Would it be rude if I used earplugs? If I walked in, automatically sat down, said, hi, my name's Steve. I need my haircut here. And excuse me, pull out my earplugs, put them in, close my eyes. Do you think she'd get the message? I don't know. She'd probably get the message, and I'd probably get a crappy haircut out of retaliation. But I didn't do that. Didn't do the earplug thing. I closed my eyes. I'm thinking that might work, but it doesn't work. She's yapping away, talking about her kids, talking about her husband that left her, talking about her new boyfriend already. New boyfriend, your husband just left, you got a new boyfriend? Sleepovers. I mean, after a while, you go to see the same one over and over again. You start to know their personal lives, their sex lives, everything. I don't want to know this. I want HIPAA laws when I walk into that front door. I want to hear HIPAA laws enforced. I don't want to hear all this stuff. I just want my hair cut. And I want to get out of here, and that's it. And I'll see you in 3 months. It's about right. Every 3 months, I go ahead and get my hair cut. So I got to cut pretty short this time, and maybe I'll make it four months this time. Hey, maybe it'll actually make it by the time chemo is over. That would be awesome. You know, my hair grew out. Celebration. It's all back here. And we'll see what happens there. But it's interesting, you know, the HIPAA laws. We need HIPAA laws inside the waiting room, because I'm hearing conversations I just don't want to hear. But it's interesting. Sometimes you'll actually hear politics you agree with. And I thought, all right, do I step up? Do I say something? How do I say something if I'm this far back anyway? All I can do is say I agree with you in the passing as I'm leaving, going in, and she's coming out. Say, hey, I heard your conversation. Agree with that. Yeah, you're right. Conservative. I like that. Here's an RBN card. Check us out sometime. I do that all the time. I walk around with cards. I probably should just have one of those sandwich billboards on me when I walk around outside, and just RBN. You know, check us out. I don't know. Might come to that someday on the street corner. What's that guy? Is that a homeless guy? What? Homeless guy is advertising. I never heard of this. Republic Broadcasting Network. Got to check them out sometime. But it's interesting, the people that you see in the waiting room for getting their haircut. It's the opposite of a doctor's office. In the doctor's office, you look around and you're going, geez, what's wrong with him? He looks pretty sick. He doesn't look good. What about her? What's wrong with her? What's her problem? Huh? And you actually listen to conversations there because, again, there's HIPAA laws that don't apply in the waiting room here. Mrs. Wilson, we're here to see you about that follow-up on your mastectomy. Oh, geez, that's a lot of information to throw out there. I mean, they do this stuff all the time. Oh, forgot about HIPAA. HIPAA's a joke. It's always been a joke. You know why it's a joke? Because it's a government mandate. That's why it's a joke. I see HIPAA violations all the damn time. All the damn time. And I say something about it. You know what they come back with? They come back with, well, we're doing our best to make sure the conversation is low enough so the other people can't hear what's going on. We try to keep your medical history private so nobody else can hear it. Well, you're doing a lousy job at it, by the way. I know Mr. Wilson over here's got hemorrhoids. I know this guy over here's got this problem. And this guy's got this problem. I've sat here for 15 minutes. I know three people already, patients in here waiting to be seen. I know their medical history. So don't give me that BS about HIPAA and keeping the volume low and the tone low so nobody can hear your conversation. You're a failure at it. So the people in the waiting room here, you're looking around, you're trying to find something to do. I guess I should just bring a magazine in, but wasn't thinking about it. Just sitting there looking around people. And I noticed this morbidly obese guy next to me. Morbidly obese, definitely. Had a body mass index right around 35. He's obese. Short guy, too. Stands out really when they're short like that. Wow, he's a big guy. Can hardly fit in that seat. They have these little tiny seats. Can hardly fit in a seat. On the back of his fat calf, it's a huge fat calf. I mean, it's big. A skull, like a really badass biker would have, you know, a skull. And that was one big skull they put on the back of this calf. It's huge. But he's got a big calf, so why not take the entire calf up as your canvas and have a huge, monstrous skull on the back of your fat calf? Why not? The funny thing about it is I looked at this guy. He was kind of a pansy, soft-looking guy. I don't see him to be a biker type. I don't see him to be a badass. I don't see him to be picking fights. I see him to run away from fights and probably play possum on the ground here and maybe like the turtle flip over on his back and can't get up, you know, that situation here. So I'm not really intimidated by the morbidly obese guy with a big skull tattoo on his calf. It doesn't work for me. Interesting stuff there. All right, well, let's get to the news. You know what liberals really hate? They hate facts. I'll give you a little example here. Thanks to my good friend John down here in Central Florida. I believe he sent this to me. Thank you, John. When you point out the facts they can't debate or dispute, they apply labels to you. And that's a fact. They do this. That's a strategy. It's a very cowardice strategy to shut you down, but that's what they do. Here are some of those. Here's some of the headlines here of this text. I got this meme. And it's for liberal gun grabbers. Statement is, the U.S. has the third highest murder rate in the world. If you remove Chicago, Detroit, Washington, D.C., St. Louis, and Philadelphia, guess what? The fact is, then 189th of 193 countries in the world. That's where the U.S. is. All five cities have strict gun laws, and they are controlled by Democrats. Well, what a shocker there. A fact that would anger these phony fact checkers. Well, we'll have to fact check this, and we disagree with you. Where's your proof that I'm lying? Well, we don't have to do that. We did a fact check, and we've decided you weren't telling truth. Well, that's not going to do it for me. You know, I do believe in the back and forth discussion on these issues here. And if you're saying that I'm lying, well, then show me where I'm lying. Show me where I got it all wrong. These five cities are the highest in shootings and gun deaths. Okay, so fact. They are governed by Democrats. Fact. They have strict gun laws, which don't work. Fact. Okay, so where did I get it wrong? Well, let me give you some little bit of light humor here. I like humor. Humor is good medicine here. I received a couple of good memes this week, and I must share those with you. You're just going to have to put the visual with it. But meme of the day, Linda Carter. Do y'all remember Linda Carter? Of course, she was the shapely young Wonder Woman, and she still actually looks pretty good today in that 70s series Wonder Woman. And there's a picture of her, Linda Carter, in her Wonder Woman swimsuit there, or the suit, whatever that is, standing next to Leah Thomas. So Leah Thomas was the swimmer from Penn State that decided to swim against females and beat the hell out of females most of the time. And the caption actually shows, it says, "My generation had Wonder Woman. Your generation has Wonder if it's a woman." Not bad. Not bad at all. I like that one. Not bad at all. What do we know about Title 42? What's going on? It's kind of off the radar, is it not? It's off the radar. No one's talking about Title 42 anymore. We know they're still coming in. So the borders are still open, wide open. We know the government is actually housing and shipping these people either by bus or airplane or train, wherever, all over the country, probably trying to put them into red districts here to flip the elections. But they probably don't have to do that anyway because they're planning on stopping. My guess is they are going to find a way to cancel the 2024 elections. That's pretty much what I talked to with Andrew Carrington Hitchcock the other day with the one-hour show called The Summer, A Summer Like No Other, Chaos and Violence. I think they're looking for a diversion. They're looking for something significant. As I pointed out last week, 30 tons of ammonia nitrate is gone off the rail car. Gone. I don't know what happened to it. Nobody talks about it. Nobody's talking about 30 tons of fertilizer, which could be used for a fertilizer bomb, is missing. Nobody's talking about this. The caller last week that suggested, you know, a fertilizer bomb being used to blow up a dam. Great idea. I mean, in a bad way, I'm saying that's, I didn't think about that, but twofold, maybe even threefold on that one. That could definitely happen. I hope it does not. I hope I'm wrong. But when 30 tons of ammonia nitrate is missing and nobody seems to care about it from government, and we saw what happened in Oklahoma City, Timothy McVeigh, the patsy, they're bringing down the Murrow Building, federal building, and that was only done with 2 tons of ammonia nitrate. It's only 2 tons, and you're missing 30. So whoever that caller was, I think you might be spot on that maybe our dams might be targeted, which would flood the farmland, destroy the farmland, which would probably also remove ammonium nitrate off the market for farmers to fertilize their crops. Again, increasing the burden, the problem we have with our food shortage, supply chain. Something to think about. That's actually a pretty good acknowledgement there.
People see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is DrinkSuperTea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Went to break. I was talking about Title 42. It seems to be off the radar, but it'll be back on the radar here and worthy of your attention when the mainstream media reports on the increase in numbers of crime, fentanyl overdoses, the rapes, the murders from these people that are coming into this country, breaking into this country. And I get a little irritated when people refer to them as migrants. I'm really tired of that. Migrants. They're illegals, okay? They're breaking into this country illegally. They're coming here illegally. And I have an issue with that. I bumped into a woman in the Lowe's hardware store the other day. And I don't know how we kind of bumped into each other and how we got on the conversation of politics, but she just moved here. That's how it is. She came. Oh, we just moved here from New York. I said, oh, really? Where in New York? Rochester. I said, well, that's okay. Nice. Welcome to Florida. But I said to her, please don't bring liberal politics down to Florida. We're kind of happy the way we like it here. Oh, she's, oh, I'm conservative all the way. I'm conservative. I said, well, good. Here's an RBN card. So I gave her a card and put her onto the website, and she pulled it up on her phone. And so we may have another listener from a new listener in Central Florida to RBN. But again, she is escaping New York liberal politics here, one of the states I mentioned earlier with the high gun crime, of course, the strictest gun laws, and controlled by Democrats. Look at the success story you have here. None. These five cities were murder capitals, you might say. So, but let's talk about Title 42 just a little bit here. And that government housing, they're putting these people all over the country here. They're trying to kind of blend them in. I mean, it's not going to do a very good job at blending in brown people all over the country here that don't speak our language. Good luck with that one. Blending people that don't speak our language. Well, that's a dead ringer. You're not legal, are you? Oh, no, I've been here for a long time. If you could understand that. But, using your tax dollars to house these illegals. And I understand in New York City, they're actually spending, the government is spending, of course, your tax dollars, $500 a night, kicking people out of hotels to put in the illegals that are coming in over the border. Nice. And that's your money being used to house these people here. Far beyond the corporate rate. I remember when I was working corporate for a auditing company here to go to hospitals to find the mistakes made by doctors in the dictation of where they screwed up, and they should have coded it this way. They didn't code it this way, and they should have. Had they coded it this way, they actually would have coded it correctly and actually probably had a higher return on the procedure they performed. But doctors are not all that good in their dictation sometimes, and it's even hard to understand their writing this so poorly sometimes. But that was my job, pretty much. And I remember them sticking me on hotels, even in like San Francisco, with the corporate rate. Right down there in Embarcadero area, there it's expensive, $258 a night. Wow, that's pricey. That's the corporate rate. That's the corporate stick it to you rate is what it really is. But I remember that. But now think about that, $500 a night. Well, a text I got today showed one of the rooms of the illegals. Evidently, they probably put a couple in a room. They're destroying these hotels. They're destroying them. And I remember looking back, and I looked at these pictures, and I said to my friend, they are behaving like they're living back in a third world country again here. This is pretty much natural for them. They are not a tidy people, unfortunately. They're not tidy people. You know, you can take the lion out of the jungle, but you can't take the jungle out of the lion. This is the normal living standards. This is how they live in their countries. And think about that. They're coming into our country now. They're going to turn our country into a third world country. It's a disaster. It's a good thing that I don't live to be 100 years old, because I think I would regret living to be 100 years old, because I'm going to see, I hope I don't. I hope I'm wrong on this, but I'm going to see our government turn to communism, and the few of us that are left will be slaves under a dictatorship. I hope. Stay tuned.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United
with
States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? And what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
So these hotel rooms are getting trashed, $500 a night. You and I are paying for this. And I guess that's just a holding place until they decide where to ship them. Of course, the bottom line is to give them amnesty, make them citizens. And, of course, then future Democrats who would vote these people back in forever and ever and ever, using your money to keep them happy, keep them paying them off, to keep remaining a Democrat here. This is amazing. You're using my money against me again. You know, you really can't tell a lot about a book by its cover. And I'm going to give you a little example here. With this hotel room being trashed and filthy and dirty, it tells me a lot about where they came from. Of course, you know, you just got this for free. And you haven't shown any respect for what you've been given for free, by the way. So people who don't earn something, who get something for free, never respect that. They know there's always going to be another handout somewhere. They're going to get more from the government here or there. But this hotel room being trashed and filthy, dirty, is amazing here. And I'm pretty sure this is happening in all these hotels that the government's renting these rooms for these illegals coming in here. They're trashing all these hotel rooms. And they actually, you know, the company itself, that the chain that would, especially $500 a night, I don't know what a typical night would cost, but I'm sure they jacked it up when they knew the government would be paying the bill. They jacked the rates up. But if this was a notable, recognizable, with a good reputation hotel, you think they'd have the courage and guts to actually show some of these pictures and actually come out and say, you know what, we're not going to take these people anymore. They're trashing our hotel rooms. They're ruining our reputation. They've been bought off. It's sad. They can't come out and say anything. They can't tell you the truth about their hotel rooms being trashed. They can't tell you that. Or the government now will come after them. And this is amazing. You can't tell the truth. They're boxed in. When you accepted that check, The terms were keep your mouth shut and we'll keep paying you. You can't say it now. You have to keep your mouth shut. And that's pretty sad. The hotel chains. If I can find out what hotel chains, I will let you know. And you can boycott those chains also. I don't do a whole lot of traveling anymore because of all the stupidity and COVID and stuff. But I may at some point if to get out there and get in travel. And I would definitely not stay at a hotel that would cater to these illegals, house these illegals. I wouldn't do it. I boycott anything that goes against my morals, my values, and my ethics, flat out. Your job is to give me a room. Pretty much that's it. You better stay out of the politics or I will boycott you. So, again, you can tell a lot about a book by its cover here. Let me, young ladies, any young ladies listening to the show tonight, in dating, if the guy you are dating has a filthy car inside, he doesn't wash it and his apartment is dirty, sink is full of dishes, his toilet looks like a rest stop toilet, his sink looks like he might be urinating in his sink, guess what? You're dating a slob. You're dating a slob. Stop dating him. Don't waste your time. What you're going to end up doing, you're going to end up being, is a maid in this relationship. Or he may transform you into being a slob also. I'm just telling you how it is. You can sometimes tell a lot about the book cover itself before you even open it up. Before we get to some of the other titles tonight, I want to talk about, you know, some woke stuff here, some things that make you laugh a little bit. I think right now we need some humor. And I love picking on woke because it's such a joke. But we got a couple calls in the loop here, so let's get to the calls. Let's talk to Dave in Delaware. Welcome, Dave.
Are you there?
I'm here, Dave.
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Hello. Steve?
I'm here, Dave.
Oh, I've been cut off.
Dave,
again,
you're there.
Yeah.
Dave, I hear you.
Oh, you do hear me. Okay.
I hear you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I wanted to tell your listeners that there's ancient law. If you paid for your house, your car, your spouse, anything with the master's note, you believe it is yours. You are wrong. It actually belongs to the master, whose note was accepted as being good, and that amount was carried forward on presumption that the master's credit was good, certainly better than yours or mine. It matters not how rich people may think they are. The definition of a dollar is measured in gold and silver coin, not paper IOU notes. The American people are all actually slaves. Repeat, the American people are all actually slaves, bankrupt, broke, and in debt. The stockholders of the Federal Reserve Private Bank Corporation own everything that the people believe they own. That is what the January 6th attack on Congress was really about. That is why inflation is so high. No one owns anything. They just think they do. Avoid financing Congress with voluntary compliance. Avoid and unvolunteer with revoke income.
Dave, can you hear me?
With the 6 steps
Dave,
to revoke,
Dave, can you hear me?
Volunteered on 1040 forms. Acceptance equals intent to retain. Silence.
Dave, can you hear me? Dave. Can you hear me? Okay. Let me add something to this. You're on a major roll. Can you not hear me? Okay. Well, that brings me to the title of Ron McDonald's book, They Own It All, Including You. Have you read his book?
No.
You should. Because Ron wrote this book, I'm going to say, back in 2015 or 16. It could be earlier than that. You should read this book because I think you're right on the pathway of what Ron was talking about in his book, They Own It All, including You, talking about toxic currency.
So if you want to withdraw currency from being a slave to them, go to the website revokeincometax.com and get those 6 steps to revoke having volunteered on the 1040 forms.
Okay, Dave. Appreciate it. Thanks for that call. Talk to you soon. Let's go to the next call. Andy in Texas. Welcome, Andy.
Well, hey, Steve. Thanks for taking my call. Okay, let's go here. So when these people are coming across the southern border, there's a lot of people that are being separated from this. Okay, so I saw this video on, Star Wars. Oh, no, I mean InfoWars. So, no, we were looking at this video, and these people are being separated as they come across the border. And they're getting on a white bus, and these people followed them. And these were people that were on InfoWars in the fourth hour and whatnot. You know, that's a free-for-all hour. And so these people are on the fourth hour, and they were talking about this, and they were showing video about how these people were being bused to a actual military base that's really not even known down by El Paso. So, I mean, when you give that some thought, now let's go another direction, and I'll get your response if you don't mind. So all of a sudden, they're giving satellite phones to 52 different senators.
Yep.
And these people took them. Only 52 took them. Everybody had the option to get it. And they told them to hang on to them. You're going to need them. So what do you make of that, Steve?
Well, I mentioned that in Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's interview, The 1 Hour. It's going to be posted at the top of the hour. Sam said he'd post it. I take that as a major cyber attack, a major takedown of our internet, our communications, and that the idea that 52 only took the satellite radios is baffling to me. I figured everybody would have taken a satellite phone to converse and communicate. But I think the writing is on the wall. I think we're going to see the internet taken down. Something's going to happen. This could be that we were just talking about earlier and last week with the 30 tons of the ammonium nitrate disappearing and a major false flag. But I think that's going to happen closer to within months probably of maybe the month or two prior to the 2024 election in order to cancel the elections. You got to admit it, Andy, that a guy who's destroyed this nation here, destroying the economy, destroying everything he touches, should not get back in office.
He's like Methuselah. I mean, everything that woman touched, it was destroyed, and that's exactly what this guy's doing. And we also know that he's not in charge. It's the deep state.
Right. Well, you know, like I said, how does a guy who destroys everything he touches, how does he get voted back in? Well, they could do the route that they did last time in 2020. They could just steal it, boldly steal it, flip the elections electronically, ballot stuffing again, make it 2,000 mules 2.0. Maybe they'll be a little smarter how they steal it this time with the ballot stuffing and the ballot harvesting, but steal it. But the problem is when you destroy a nation, as he is destroying this nation here in many different ways, even the people who didn't believe the 2,000 Mules documentary would later on say their lives have been affected, their quality of life is going down, everything seems to be going very, very bad, everything's tanking, the economy is worse off, unemployment's higher, supply chain, food, everything you can think about is gone in the toilet here. And how does a guy who's destroyed everything he touches gets back in 2024? That's impossible. So
that's a good question, and I'll tell you. Steve,
instead
I'll tell you, look, what happens if DeSantis or Trump gets back in? What happens? How does this change? Have you thought about that?
Oh, I have. Let me get to finish the first part, though, that if they can't, if they go back to the same old method they used in 2020 to steal the election, it'll be obvious even to the person who didn't believe it. They called us conspiracy theorists about talking about the election being stolen, not fair and honest. But this time here, their lives will be affected so much they'll say, you know what? How does a guy who destroys everything he touches gets back in office? By theft. And so that would that system of stealing, the method of stealing the election they used last time, can't be used again. So they would revert and go to something else, and that is the false flag, the significant false flag. Something so horrific, another 9/11, I guess, type situation here, that would stop the election. We can't have the election. We are being attacked by a foreign entity, another boogeyman. And again, all these major cities, especially those five cities I mentioned earlier, can you imagine the riots in those cities, the looting, the stealing in those cities. And so they can't have that. So a false flag would have to happen.
Steve,
would anything change? Hold on, let me answer your question. Would it change under Biden, DeSantis and Trump? No, I don't think so. I don't think we'll see any major changes here. Sorry, the deep state is ingrained. The intelligence communities are all corrupt. And we had 17 of them. We know about a corrupt FBI. We know about a corrupt CIA. The other 15 intelligence agencies, I could just only assume they're corrupt also. So how do we get back to the rule of law and a government we can trust when we have agencies that are in place to hide the corruption? Safeguard,
well, that's the beauty of
safeguard
all of this.
The institution. Safeguard the institution. How can we change that? How can two men change that?
Steve, this is the beauty of all of this. You and I get to see the erosion of the entire planet. It's not going back to nothing. You said, let's go back to it. No, we can't go back to anything. There's nothing to go back to. These people have destroyed everything. Democracy. And we don't even need democracy. We're a republic from the get-go. We don't need democracy, but they've been running around this world throwing democracy at these people. And yes, this is a Memorial Day weekend. I'm sorry, fellas. I'm a veteran too, so I'll tell you this straight up. I didn't do anything that was keeping my country free as a military man. And neither did you when you were in Desert Storm. Neither were you when you went to Afghanistan. None of you guys did anything to keep us free. And I'm sorry. I love you guys, and I really appreciate the fact that you thought you were doing. I mean, Tillman, he was a linebacker from Arizona Cardinals. He got a $1 million contract, and he went over there and got shot by his own people because he was going to come home and tell the story.
That's right.
Look, that's a hero. In my opinion, that's a hero. But the rest of us, look, now we have a domestic enemy, Steve. We have a domestic enemy right now.
Yes, we do.
Our government.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, so I took an oath. I took an oath. You did too. You were in the military.
Yeah.
You took an oath to defend this republic against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Correct.
And now the domestic part has come up, and we're not doing anything. Nothing.
No.
Nothing. I can't even get people to come to a VFW to just talk to me. Yeah. Let me tell you what I got going on, and let's see where you're at. You know, and people just aren't there. They're not. It's weird, Steve. It's just really weird. Because you would think people would see the difference between what it was and what it is now. And they don't see it. They're just accepting to it. They're just like, okay, whatever. It's today. Dun, dun, dun. Anyway, thanks for your time, Steve. I really appreciate you, bro.
I appreciate you. I appreciate your call. You know, people are confused on democracy. What is really democracy? Are we living in democracy? No, we're living in a constitutional republic with only one democratic principle, and that's the democratic right to choose your leaders. Your leaders. That's pretty much it. And now that we know that thing is the voting election system has been rigged, and it's built with fraud in mind. We don't even have that anymore. We can't even point to that for a democracy. We really don't have it. So you're right. Can we go back? No, because if you're going back, we're just now acknowledging that we have a very corrupt government. But it's been corrupt for a long, long, long time. Stay tuned. More to come.
Desire grows. corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Tonight, Peter White, and the CD is called Promenade. Doing a little Marvin Gaye there. That's good stuff. Before we go back to our calls on the list here, I don't know when you finally learned and understood that your government is corrupt and evil. Add evil in there to the equation. Corrupt and evil. Really not caring about human life at all. And I think I started to understand when I understood that Pearl Harbor could have been prevented and that they basically allowed 3,000 plus Navy to be slaughtered and killed and in Pearl Harbor there in order to get into the war. When I understood that, I thought, geez, that's an evil government. And then later on, as I got older and older, and of course, the JFK assassination, that's in my lifetime, understanding, doing a lot of research and reading on that, also understanding the corruption of the intelligence groups there, and definitely Lyndon B. Johnson had something to gain. That's, you know, the profiler who actually looks at a crime and tries to figure out who did it. It really wasn't hard to figure that out there. The intelligence being corrupt, the intelligence being tipped off of how to set up the assassination and who would actually benefit from the assassination, Lyndon B. Johnson, who was not in very good graces with JFK. JFK did not get along with Lyndon B. Johnson, was not planning on using him again if he ran for a second term. And there's good grounds right there to tell you, well, yeah, I think Lyndon B. Johnson may have been behind it. Definitely tipped off. Of course, you have that perfect patsy, Lee Harvey Oswald, to pin it on. And hey, we can also add the Russian thing in there. Yeah, the Russians. We hated Russians then. We hate them today. So you had every reason to, like I said, you look at the government today and you think it's changed. You think it's a nice government. I tell you, my mom has a friend named Helga, thinks the government is great. Like they do no wrong. They always care about the people. Oh, they help people here and there. They're helping all these illegals coming in to give them a better life at your cost, your expense. She doesn't quite get it. She never has got it. So we're kind of wasting our time talking about her. But looking at other things in my lifetime here, the Watergate break-ins here, Nixon, Iran-Contra, Fast and Furious gun program, 9/11, of course. Abu Ghraib torture prisons, black site torture prisons here to avoid U.S. law. And this is your government. This is the U.S. government that some praise. Oh, it's so good. And wave that flag. Wave it high, the American flag. I'm so proud of my country, my government. Well, your government is an evil entity, okay? It does not care about people. It's ruthless. It's evil. It's corrupt. And I don't think two men coming in there either – Ron DeSantis or Donald Trump coming in is going to make one bit of difference to the corruption that's established itself. It's rooted itself in our government. I can't see that making a big change. You got Christopher Wray, corrupt FBI. Trump had a chance to get rid of him. He didn't get rid of him. Number of people that he could have got rid of, he didn't do. He could have pardoned Julian Assange. He used Julian Assange on the entire campaign trail. And then asked about WikiLeaks. Of course, WikiLeaks broke the stories about the corruption of the Clintons. And he had that stupid comment, I don't know what you're talking about. I never heard of this WikiLeaks. Who is WikiLeaks? I mean, come on. Don't play me for a fool. Edward Snowden, Bradley Manning. Those are heroes. Stay tuned. Second hour coming up.
Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.